85 degrees and partly cloudy here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Nashville's Metro Council meeting could be livelier than usual tonight. Multiple proposals to regulate or temporarily block new data centers are open for public feedback. And for the first time, in anticipation of an influx of speakers, the Metro Council is issuing tickets to speak. In recent weeks, data centers have caused a buzz in Nashville. A proposed facility near the zoo has elicited widespread opposition, including a petition signed by more than 500,000 people. Hundreds showed up to a Metro Planning Commission meeting last month, opposing the project and supporting the proposed regulations. In a release, the council says it will start giving out tickets at 5 p.m. on the second floor mezzanine of the historic Metro Courthouse. The city aims to minimize time standing in line. Black bear cubs orphaned in the wild may soon find a new temporary home at the Appalachian Bear Rescue. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports it's a 30-year-old wildlife rehabilitation facility near Gatlinburg that just reopened its doors after a lengthy closure.
In late 2024, the Appalachian Bear Rescue stopped taking in bear cubs following a pneumonia outbreak. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency euthanized 13 cubs at the facility. The two groups have since set up an agreement with new protocols. And director Greg Grieco says the bear rescue raised about $1 million from supporters to expand its wildlife enclosures.
Raising the amount of money we did and accomplishing this work in that period of time seemed insurmountable a year and a half ago.
Black bear cubs lose their moms from car crashes, starvation, hunting, or when TWRA euthanizes them after conflict. The Appalachian Bear Rescue has historically succeeded at rehabilitating cubs in a way that ensures similar survival rates to wild cubs. Grieco says he hopes the new protocols will still give rescued cubs the best chance at a healthy life in the wild. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.